Hello, dear listeners, and yes, can you believe it? It's another week of the podcast. Sometimes I can't believe how fast time is flying by, but here we are. It's Sunday and episode 135. This week, I interviewed my friend Michael Mao, and I met him about 4 years ago when another podcast, which I helped produce, Derelict, we brought all the actors together to Santa Fe, and we had such a fun week recording, eating together, getting to know each other, and in general, just having a really great time. I've been watching with excitement since then, as Michael has appeared in multiple films, as well as launched his own podcast, A Blind Play of Social Forces. I'm just going to read a little bit about Michael so you can kind of know who he is before we get into the good stuff. Michael Mao is an actor, writer, and visual artist. Michael has voiced characters in 5 narrative podcasts: Big Sandy, the sci-fi thrillers Fathom and Derelict, and the supernatural historical dramas Haints and Between the Devil. His short fiction has appeared in Black Warrior Review, Portland Review, Fifth Wednesday, Mount Hope, Firewords Quarterly, Punchnulls, Ferocious Quarterly, and other places. He's had so much success as a writer that it only makes sense that he has created his own podcast, in which many of the episodes are based on fiction that Michael has written. He's also an artist and a model, and received his MFA from the Bluegrass Writers Studio at EKU. You can visit him at michaelmao.org, and there will be a link to that site under the Treasures page of the website, or at Instagram at TheMichaelMao. Michael is hilarious, intelligent, and doesn't take himself too seriously, and for all of these attributes, I really, really appreciate him. So now, episode 135 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And because we are all alive as a result of energy that flows through things, call it the force, call it whatever you want. But I mean, we've literally, energy is shooting through our bodies so we can move these meat puppets. That energy connects everything from the tiniest little quark to the, you know, the, whatever, galaxies and beyond. And if we're all connected and we're all made of the same thing, then we are the same thing. And in that way, we're perfect.
Well, I would love to hear any stories that you'd like to tell about anything magical. Whatever you'd like to share, I'd love to hear it.
I don't know that I necessarily, maybe a story will come out of this, but in the way that I try to experience the world I live in is, all right, maybe there's a minor story. So I, as an English teacher, I used to teach the novel Grendel by John Gardner. And on its surface, it is just a retelling of the Beowulf epic poem from the point of view of the monster, Grendel. But it is really a history of human thought, philosophy, religion, all as seen through the eyes of a creature who is both completely naive and open, but is seen as a monster. And at some point in the novel, chapter 5 to be exact, Grendel meets this character, the dragon. We all know that in folklore, in fantasy, dragons tend to be, you know, they hoard gold and they burn things with fire. And of course, in the Christian religion, they are serpents, and we know what serpents do. They trick people with the truth. And I can explain that more later if you want. But the dragon tells Grendel that humans only think they think. That they see something happen over 100 years, over 500 years. They experience this thing in their history and they think that's the way it is. And whether that's science or, you know, human behavior. And the dragon says, it's just a flicker flash. They think that if they make it over, they run across a spider web, and they think that if they make it once, that's the way it is. They will always be able to make it. But dragons we see from the mountaintop. And he talks about seeing all time and space and being able to see from the infinitesimal vibrating strings to the, you know, enormity of this ever-expanding universe. And each and all of that throughout this, throughout geologic time. And these things that we think are so important, these beliefs that we have that could never change, these solid facts over billions of years in this multiverse are always proven wrong somewhere, sometime. And so the only thing we can really know for sure is that we just don't know anything. If we don't know everything, and we can't know everything. But the dragon is a deceiver, right? And so we hear these thoughts, and for some people it makes sense. You're like, oh, well, then I'll just be a nihilist. I won't believe in anything. But that's the trick of the serpent, is to overwhelm you and make you feel worthless. And so that becomes your lot in life. But from my point of view, so you have electrons and protons and neutrons in these atoms that make up cells, that make up tissues, that make up organs, that are part of systems, that are part of bodies. And these bodies are part of communities, that are part of systems, that are part of countries, that are part of this world, that, and it just ever expands. And so in that way, and because we are all made of matter, and because we are all alive as a result of energy that flows through things, call it the force, call it whatever you want, but I mean, we've literally, energy is shooting through our bodies so we can move these meat puppets. That energy connects everything from the tiniest little quark to the, you know, the whatever, galaxies and beyond. And if we're all connected and we're all made of the same thing, then we are the same thing. And in that way, we're perfect.
I bet you did not expect the conversation this week to be about monsters and heroes, but here we are. I never know what my guests are going to say or what kind of topic or conversation they're going to bring up. But obviously, what Michael brought up clearly resonated with me. I need to thank Michael for agreeing to be on the podcast and for all the interesting and evocative work he's doing in the world. It's not easy putting yourself out there, and Michael seems to do it with such grace and such aplomb. He's a really good model for me, actually, because I really shy away from putting myself out there, but watching Michael do it gives me a little more bravery. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Justin Allen Arnold, Taiga Sound Productions, Frank Schroeder, and Stephen O'Brien. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to Michael's website, other artists and writers, playlists, and cool things I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Please do not pass go and write a review or leave a rating for the podcast. We creators, including Michael, are always looking for more ratings and more reviews so that other people find us. There will be a link to Michael's podcast, A Blind Play of Social Forces, under the episode show notes. As he stated in the podcast, his work is a little intense. It might be difficult to listen to, but I think you'll get an idea of how Michael's mind works and the level of creativity that he's working with. Hint, it's immense. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Michael. Put yourself out there. Take a risk. I know it's scary. I just admitted it's scary for me, but you never know. If you don't put yourself out there, you're not even putting yourself in the race. So be brave. Don't care what others think about you. Believe in your own work. Put yourself out there, just knowing that your bravery and your fortitude and your belief in yourself will make this world a shinier place. We'll be right back.